Hello, everyone, and welcome back to my Life Guide to Adopt Me podcast. So today I thought it would be really fun to bring a special guest on. Here is Abby.
Hello, everyone.
She is my best friend, and we have been through thick and thin together, so.
Hello, everyone.
True that. All right, tag someone who is your best friend. All right. So, today we are just going to be talking about our dream updates. I thought this would be a fun topic today because, like, Adopt Me needs to hear from the world, sisters. But, let's start with my special guest, Abby. Abby, what would your dream update be like? Okay, well... Yeah. I feel like mine would definitely be somewhere close to, like, a festival because I'm those, like, outgoing party goers, to be honest with you. I throw parties for everyone. Like, I threw a party for my friend Elena. I'm going to throw a surprise party for my friend Emma. But, like, basically, I am just a partier, and I like to party a lot because it's fun. Not like, I'm 11 years old, so don't mistake me as an 18-year-old that likes to party. Yeah, sorry. But, I said that really weird over there. But, I feel like I would want, like, a Halloween, like, festival kind of thing.
Yeah, that
would
be nice.
There would be, like, a special event, you know, like when they had like the pet wear update and they had like those like a unicorn and like another pet like on the top with like that banner that was like counting down. That would be pretty cool, like days before, and then like on that day it could be like really cool, like the new pets are like in a marching band festival. That would be so cute. And like I feel like the pets I would want to be in that marching band would probably be like a pet similar to me because I really like a bunch of like random stuff. We need to update the panda a little bit, sisters. And the golden penguin, because the golden penguin looks yellow, and then when you compare it to like the golden unicorn, it looks like underrated, and I feel bad for the little potatoes. But
yeah, the little penguin over here in the ice cream shop trying to get him for me.
I know.
It's hard to get that penguin.
It's so hard. I knew this one girl that got it first try. I was like, how?
You have to get close to it,
but
the minute you get close to it,
just,
like, when you
draw
the 50, it goes all the way to the
other
side, and, like,
I
threw
it
right here.
I threw
it
right here.
That's, like, what I
tried to do. Oh, yeah.
But then, it still doesn't work. It still goes the other way, and I'm like,
if it goes
forward,
it's going to go forward. Either way, I still love the little potatoes. I call them potatoes, sorry, because they have, like, these little round heads. Oh my gosh, we're so off topic. But, I feel like I would have, like, they need to add, like, this might be a little weird. This will be very weird. They need to add a worm. I know, and then they get it like the apple, like the pet rock, like when we got the pet rock and the Scooby Doo pet for like that limited time. I remember Jayla, that was her only fly ride pet, and when it left, it was like she's like, I'm so poor now. Okay, but I remember this one time I hot glued eyes to a rock, and I'm like, you're my little baby. And I started like taking care of it until this one day Hazel actually threw it and I couldn't find it for a couple of days, but you know. Yeah, that's true, but it was limited time. And I like the pumpkin wood from the Halloween update. What the little like things? We're still off topic. What is happening?
I know.
Yeah, in different updates. Woo! No. we just stick with the topic. but what's it called? Back to the pets I wanted in the game. Like, seriously. They need to add sea pets. Like, dolphins. Like, if I was having a Halloween festival. But if I was having a Halloween festival, I would make a zombie dolphin, a skeleton starfish, and here is actually my favorite one, the glowing seahorse. Like a Mega Neon seahorse, but it's not actually Mega Neon, it's just glowing. So you'll have basically a free Mega. If you guys didn't saw the action that was doing, I was like, wave hand. Yes. Sorry. Again. Yeah. So I would have like the little starfish. Like, you know how they have the tricks on the pets? Like, I would have it like his little body like flapping on the drum. Like, doing like front flips like this. Like, on the drum. And it was like boom, 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 boom. And then the seahorse would probably just make like random noises like, hey! And then the dolphin would be blowing the trumpet, but instead of air coming out of it, you could see bubbles. Like, that would be really cool. Or like smoke or something. But yeah, I like smoky bubbles. Like smoke coming out and then the bubbles are like, oh! But yeah, that's basically what I would do for like the pre-show. For the mini games, I feel like one mini game would probably be like collecting like spiders. Like, instead of like, remember when it used to be Halloween candy? Oh, yeah. It could be like collecting spiders. That would be creepy, but it would be kind of fun. But, or like collecting bubbles or something, I don't know. But yeah, to go with the sea theme, sisters. But then like with the old Halloween update that we just had, 2020 Halloween update, 2021 now, sisters, it's a new year. Well, it's March, but who's counting months? But I would probably do like, yeah, the spiders, and it would be like collect as many spiders as you can before like the dolphin zombie gets you. You know what I mean?
The dolphin zombie?
Yeah, the dolphin that has like a bird, like a dolphin zombie. Yeah.
No.
Yep. I'm gonna be James Charles here for a second. Hey sisters. Abby can do a really good impression. Abby, go. Come on, come on, come on. Come on, do it. Do it. And we're off topic once again.
Why are we talking about James Charles?
I don't know. We should make a James Charles podcast. James Charles podcast, sisters. Oh, wait. Oh, yeah. Hint, hint, Abby's hosting it.
Hey, sisters, welcome back.
But, what's it called? Before we get started, I forgot to say this in the beginning. But before we keep talking, make sure you join the Citizen Rats fan club. I didn't pick the name. It was my friend Asher. But make sure you join the Citizen Rats fan club. And yeah, you'll be supporting us. And yeah, it says friends only, but anyone can join. Asher needs to rename the name. Thank you. But anyone can join. It is, you just click join, and wow, you're a part of the Citizen Rats fan club. I wanted to name it, like, it was, like, Citizen Army, but then he was like, no, let's just make something bougie.
Okay, we're gonna make a boat. If you want Citizen Rats, I don't know if you want to make a boat. So, that's how we're gonna make a boat. It's either Citizen Rats or Citizen Army.
Yeah. Let's go Citizen Army.
Maybe.
Abby's leaning towards Citizen Rocks.
Maybe
Citizen Army. Yeah. Oh, and if you guys live in New Mexico, come to Citizen Church. That's where we got Citizen Rats from, clearly.
There's
and then elementary school is fun. It's a lot of fun. And then youth on Tuesday nights. Okay. How do we keep talking about random things?
I don't know. This is supposed to be about the
festival. It's about our dream updates, Abby.
Yeah. Sorry. I was like, about the festival.
We were so off topic that Abby forgot the name.
I forgot.
Abby, the update, I have an episode called
Updates.
Okay. Our dream updates?
Okay.
Thank you very much. Oh, I dropped my AirPod case. Wait, so if Emma can't join because Emma plays Royal High? No, but seriously, I'm just kidding.
No,
she's like, no, but seriously. There is little fireworks. I have an episode on trust trading. That's actually my most viewed episode. So if you guys haven't listened to trust trading, why don't you go on my homepage and just click it, listen. Listen. I'm just saying. Listen to my episodes. Listen to all of them, not just trust trading. Like, I love the one where I did Q&A because that one was just like speaking about. Yeah. Listen to all of them. I demand it. No. Listen to that episode. All right, Abby, keep going. You're going off topic again, sister.
Sorry, sister.
Like church themed, kind of. Yeah, I think that would be a really good update. Yep. Alright. Well, we're running out of time for this episode. But thank you so much for listening. Thank you, Abby, for being a special guest on my podcast. Thank you so much. All right, everyone. Make sure you listen to all my other episodes, and make sure you go on Roblox and you actually join the Citizen Rats fan club, and make sure you vote for Citizen Army. Do not tell Asher. Oh, and also listen to Teacher Talk Time podcast with Gabby Cornelson and Asher Woodward. They are the best people. They're some of the best people on earth. They're so amazing. Asher is half of what I just said. their podcast is amazing, and I hope you guys loved today's episode. Wait, so make sure you go listen to that. And I hope you guys loved today's episode. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you later. Bye!
Bye!